Hello and welcome down to the surface number 243 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and as usual I'm here for an hour show. Got some really good stuff this week, some old stuff from Sir Lord Baltimore, things from Blind Guardian, some new stuff from Spider God. But to kick things off, here's Agnostic Front with Old New York. Following Agnostic Front, that was Madball with featuring Roger Merritt from Agnostic Front's brother, Freddie Critchin. That's a track called True to the Game from the Demonstrating My Style album. Madball and Agnostic Front intrinsically linked from the New York scene. And I was watching Agnostic Front on the Summer Breeze feed last weekend. And guys are Merritt's in his 60s, and so is Vinny Stigma, 69. They're still kicking off, really. It's quite a spectacle to watch. So after last week's The Dead Folks episode, just as I was putting it out, the news came through Brent Hines from ex-Macedon had died tragically in a road accident. So here's one for him. This is Aaron Tuss from Leviathan.
Yeah.
very sad news about Brent Hines. It was all getting a bit spicy in the press as well between him and the band, but you know, they've said some nice things about him, and Macedon have went back and visited a lot of their stuff over the last week or so, and it is really good stuff, you know. I went off them for a while and just didn't really dig into them too much, but really starting to enjoy them again. And straight after Macedon, that was Jane's Addiction with End of the Lies from the Great Escape Artist, an album nobody talks about very much. It's good, but it's nowhere near as good as their early stuff, you know. It's a background album, if I'm fair. And they're all suing each other over somebody slapping somebody on stage and whatnot. It seems like a big all Handbags at Dawn sort of thing. So I was just reading in one of the magazines, I can't remember which one it was a classic rock or one of them, it was sort of a proto-metal article anyway, and got me back to thinking about the old bands like sort of Lord Baltimore and Captain Beyond and things like that there. So I picked out this track, Sir Lord Baltimore, with Hard Rain Fallen from the Sir Lord Baltimore album.
Around, you got us all weighed up. You got us drink out of your cup. You got us eating out of your hand. makes you feel so grand. Let me live my own way. You know you rule the day.
So like Baltimore are one of them bands that, you know, most people know about. And then there was this compilation that Rise Above released recently, and it was called Yeah Man, It's Bloody Heavy. As Lee Dorian and somebody else went and trawled the archives of the UK looking for these bands that, you know, maybe released a single, about five copies of it, cost hundreds of pounds, and put together this really good compilation. That was a track called Heathen Woman by a band called Crimson Earth. Not a lot known about many of these bands, just there's bits and pieces, interviews dotted about the place, but obviously very obscure, but really good stuff if you like that Sabbath-y sort of riffing thing. So another band that I hadn't come across before, I've seen them on the Summer Breeze feed, was Kissin' Dynamite, more of a sort of just hard rock thing, German I think they are. This is a track called I've Got the Fire.
I'm gonna blow this place away. 'Cause baby, there'll be deliverance. What if you ever forgot to me, Valhalla? Deliverance. What if you ever forgot to me, oh Lord?
Paired that one up with Blind Guardian. Track called Valhalla comes from the Memories of a Time to Come album, and that was on Summer Breeze as well. And what really stood out for me was the spectacle. It was just flames everywhere and just a really, really big sound for the sort of setup of that band, and the crowd never ceases to amaze me how much the Europeans love Blind Guardian. They're a good band, like, but they came to Belfast. I could probably nearly give you the list of the people that are going to be there. So on to some new stuff, this one this time from Metal Blade and a band called Wretched, and this is a track called Decay.
Right.
First up there was Wretched. They're a band, a sort of death metal with a wee bit of aggression in there and lots of melody going on. They're an interesting sounding band. Don't know an awful lot about them. All I do know they're on Metal Blade. And Fallen In was Spider God, a band I got turned on to a while ago there. And they're kind of, I suppose they're sort of under the progressive label as well, to a certain extent. Just really good melodies and just catchy tunes, I find, just one of them bands. So it's digging back into the old Roadburn days. I don't know what prompted it. I know what prompted it now. I was listening to my CDs and A Letter a Day there last week, and I came across Isis. And this is a track called Swarm Rains Down. It comes from the Celestial album.
Thank you.
Following Isis, that was Oranazi Pazuzu, and an absolute mouthful. I love these guys, but pronunciation is just a disaster. Like Haitatuli from the Muntocha album. Could be the pronunciation, may not be, but that's what you're getting. Okay, on to a couple of requests from Chris Osborne. Interesting ones this week. Pelican with a track called The Cliff, which comes from their Forever Becoming album.
We'll be right back.
First up was Pelican with The Cliff, described as post-metal. I'm still not totally convinced what that even means, but, you know, it sort of defines a certain genre, even though it really doesn't mean anything. And straight after that was Leatherface with Heaven Sent from the Minx album from 1992, once hailed as the greatest punk band out of the UK. I remember them floating about, like, way back in the early 90s. Their stuff was... They seemed to release stuff quite regularly. It was always about underground records, and you were seeing them in a lot of the press, and they played Belfast, but I can't even remember to really do that much business. But anyway, those ones were Chris anyway. Thanks for sending them in. And to finish off, I'm going to finish off with another request of his. This one really got me. I haven't listened to it in a long time. And it's from an album that splits opinion highly. Who am I talking about? Iron Maiden, The Aftermath from The X Factor, the Blaze Bailey fronted Iron Maiden. I remember it coming out and I was, what is this nonsense? It was just plodding. It was, nobody liked it. Well, there was one track, a couple of tracks I liked, but most people were of the same opinion. It showed, they played Mesfield to about 400 people. But over the years, it's one of my albums grown on me, and I do really enjoy it nowadays. And you know, see albums like that, you usually find they really stick with you. There's been many like that over the years, but none quite as big as Iron Maiden. So anyway, this is The Aftermath, and until next week, look after yourselves.